You've had enough crap this year.
Yes, I admit that. That beat hell, so.
Did you get my text, Uncle?
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kyra. I'm a supervisor on the floor at this time. How can I help you today?
Hi, I'm calling about a charge that I have on my credit card. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. They transferred me to you.
Okay. I see that they have you here listed for the sweepstakes contest entry.
Yes, I guess. I don't know.
Where customers sign up, pay the postage entering to the sweepstakes for one of the various items, such as an iPhone, iPad, Dyson vacuum, etc.
Oh, that's what she said, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Apparently, I've had charges on there, and I have no idea about it. Something about a meal plan.
Yes, ma'am. So you're stating that you're unaware of entering the contest?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think someone else in the household could have signed you up using this information that we have listed here?
I don't believe so, because my phone locks in 2 minutes if I'm not using it.
Okay. So I understand at this time you're stating that this is fraud?
I would believe so because I have no memory of this. I was just going through my bank account and this charge was on there.
Okay. We are able to contact your local authorities for you and provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed online. And then your local authorities will verify the location where the order was taking place.
Okay, I didn't receive what I paid for because I didn't know anything about it.
This is a meal planning app listed into your email. It wouldn't be anything that you received through the mail.
Do you know what the meal plan is called? Have they sent me any?
It would be listed.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Under what?
Yes, ma'am. They have you here for the meal balance. It would be listed under cs@topmealbalance.com.
CS, let me see. CS. CS what?
Topmealbalance.com.
Topmealbalance.com. And that's, if I look through my email, that's what I would see as it coming to me. I would have some kind of something. Okay. Once I do my investigation, what number can I call you back at if necessary?
This same contact number.
She transferred me to you, so I don't know that number.
No, ma'am. The same customer service contact number that you gave us a call in with. We don't have any extension numbers.
Oh, I got you. Okay, so same phone number. And then she transferred me to you. Okay. Let's see if I got that phone number.
I do see that the representative did go ahead and get the subscription discontinued here today, and a credit was issued on your recent transaction.
Does it say how much?
of the $39.85.
Okay. Okay, I will try to see if I can find that website in my email to see if I even have gotten anything from them. And then if need be, I'll call back.
Yes, ma'am. I understood that you were transferred here due to wanting other amounts refunded.
Yes.
So I want to inform you. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. I was stating that I want to inform you that we're able to issue a credit up to 3 months on the transactions. Anything previous, the account itself would have to get sent to corporate for further investigation.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks for that information.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.